With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A little tough getting a cup of coffee in some cities. Here's Ed Donahue.
Starbucks workers at 65 stores are on strike. It's happening on busy Red Cup Day. Free reusable cups are given to customers who buy a holiday drink. The strike has forced some Starbucks to close. Sylvia Baldwin is a barista in Philadelphia.
We're calling for the company to come back to the bargaining table and settle a first contract with us that actually addresses the problems in our stores, understaffing, lack of the hours we need, and lack of the pay we need to actually pay our bills and make ends meet.
The company says it offers the best wage and benefit package in retail. I'm Ed Donahue.
It will take just a little bit longer, but the White House says essential federal workers should get their back pay very soon.
Trump economic advisor Kevin Hassett said payments will probably come in the next week or sooner. Federal workers deemed essential, including Capitol Police officers, TSA workers, and air traffic controllers, had been forced to work without paychecks during the shutdown. Meanwhile, it'll likely take some time to get SNAP food aid payments and air travel back to normal.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. As far as SNAP is concerned, officials say it should be fully restored to benefits by the millions later Friday. Americans will be allowed to contribute more money to their 401k and other retirement saving plans next year. Internal Revenue Service says the maximum contribution for 401k, 403b, and most 457 plans will rise from $24,500 up from $23,500. People 50 and older can also make additional so-called catch-up contributions. This is SRN News. The mayor of Marion, Indiana, calls it the closest thing he's seen to a real-life miracle.
Last week, Mayor Ronald Morrell took $5,000 to an Aldi grocery store to give 50 families $100 each to pay for groceries. When the cash quickly ran out, he appealed on social media for donations. Local businesses and individuals quickly responded with $30,000 to help some 200 families. The mayor wrote on Facebook that, quote, God multiplied on the spot in real time. George Williams reporting.
World's dwindling community of Holocaust survivors issuing a warning about the current surge in global anti-Semitism. One survivor says we live in an era equivalent to 1938, where synagogues are burned and people in the streets are attacked. Assaults on Jews has been increasing dramatically. This is SRN News. France remembering the pain of terrorist attacks 10 years ago that left 132 people dead.
The French capital mourned the dead and innocents lost on November 13, 2015, when nine Islamic State group gunmen and suicide bombers struck within minutes of one another at several locations in the deadliest violence to strike France since World War II. Coordinated attacks targeted the packed Bataclan Concert Hall, cafes, the National Stadium, with France's national trauma likened to that of 9/11 in the U.S. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
European Union officials warning Ukraine it must keep cracking down on graft in the wake of a major corruption scandal that could conceivably hurt that nation's ability to attract financial help in hopes of still winning the war. More details at srnnews.com.